We are talking about mandatory masking for students and staff as they're all getting ready to return this fall. To have the conversation, we turn to Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. Good morning, Tanya.
Hey, good morning.
So what's the deal? What are you hearing? Are schools wanting a mask mandate or no?
It kind of depends on the school, the region, the case numbers in the community, which, by the way, is something that the CDC says that they should be taking into consideration is the, you know, rate of transmission in the community, you know, wherever they are. The CDC's guidance, wear a mask if you're unvaccinated, you know, inside. Obviously, for outdoors, they generally aren't, you know, worn. However, if the person is unvaccinated in a crowd setting outside, then, you know, they recommend to wear your masks. The American Association for Pediatrics, or pediatricians, rather, has recommended requiring masks in schools. They say even for vaccinated people, you should be doing that. That is, you know, what their policy is. It varies from state to state. Some states, like here in New York, they haven't made a decision yet on, you know, what they're going to require as far as masks or, you know, anything like that. In the summer, New York State did allow students to go without a mask at summer school, but, you know, cases are on the rise now around the country with the Delta variant. So they get that to take into consideration. In Chicago, the Cook County Department of Public Health says that all unvaccinated people 2 years old and older need to wear a mask indoors, in schools, 3 feet of physical distancing when they can do that in classrooms. They're urging all eligible students and staff to get the vaccine. That is also something the CDC is doing. They're saying that, you know, if you're eligible and you're able, everybody 12 and up should get fully vaccinated. You know, like I said, they recommend the mask wearing if you're unvaccinated. Wherever you are, it sort of depends on your area. As we've seen some areas of the country with cases rising faster than others. Higher education wise, according to the Chronicle of Higher Education, they've identified 600 campuses that are going to require, you know, the vaccine. It hinges upon full approval by the FDA of the vaccines. Some colleges are already requiring on-campus students to be vaccinated. Most places say you've got to be vaccinated against the measles, mumps, rubella, that kind of thing. As far as the COVID-19 vaccine, it depends on where you're going. A lot of private schools, you know, may be making that decision, as we've seen before, public institutions of higher learning are. But again, it kind of just boils down to the case numbers of where you are and kind of, you know, how aggressive your school district is about mask wearing.
Yeah, you know, it's a shame that we're still so wishy-washy in so many different areas right now because folks are getting ready to send their kiddos back to school, and they might be having a hard time making that decision whether they do at-home learning again or sending them in school based on some of these things.
Yeah.
Speaking of parents, have you heard any responses on the ground, whether it be from New York or Illinois or Florida or where have you, about parents and how they feel about this? Because I know it's a really hot issue here in our neck of the woods.
It is. I think, like I said, it just kind of depends on your stance. Mm-hmm. I mean, people are pretty divided about the vaccine, and that tends to also carry over into mask wearing a lot of times. An interesting thing that just came out today that I saw, one of the stories kind of making the rounds this morning early, the U.S. Census Bureau has confirmed that there are more people homeschooling now than there were. Apparently, a lot of folks tried homeschooling. They thought it was going to be temporary. Turned out it was more beneficial to their child and how they learn. So they've decided to stick with it. The Census Bureau says the rate of households homeschooling their kids rose to 11% by September of last year. It doubled from 6 months earlier. You know, some of that may have been due to, you know, the fact that, you know, COVID was, you know, still at that point, that's before the January surge and, of course, before the surge now. But at that point, a lot of people were going back to, you know, school in person, and a lot of folks apparently said, well, you know, this is more beneficial to my child if they're, you know, homeschooled. So they decided to stick with it. I think that's an interesting stat.
Yeah, I do, too. I'd be interested to see what it is at this time next year, Tanya, if that number continues to increase or not. All right, well, I appreciate you kind of sorting through all of it for us this morning.
Sure.
Podcasts by Federated Media.